Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And a very good morning to you, sir. Are you
good
well?
Good morning, Walter. Yes, I am extremely
What is it with me and microphones this morning? I forgot to put Otto's mic on earlier as well.
Yeah, it's all too confusing at this time of the morning.
Far too early to think.
Keep it simple.
please, especially with me.
Ah, dear. Well, you know, looking around, beautiful rainless day, but generally speaking, winter conditions, water drying up in the Huntum, and no water in the Beaufort West. What's going on? Mm. Extreme weather conditions, climate change, some would say. I don't know, it's possibly too early to say, but some would say climate change. Ah, despite the Trump-driven melodramatic pullout of the United States, the Paris Climate Agreement talks are continuing with a new round, COP23, in the city of Bonn this week, and the message is always the same. CO2 levels are increasing and more has to be done. And the urgency has ticked up lately, with the latest figures showing a sudden surge, mainly because China has been increasing coal-fired generation to offset less hydropower as a result of a drought. The last year has seen 36,000 million tons of CO2 emitted from human activities, up considerably from 2014-2015. Coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, the South African Wind Energy Association, SAWEA, has been having a big wind indaba here in Cape Town, called, no surprise, Windaba. We have 6,000 megawatts of procured wind power, and development is on track. 19 wind farms are in operation, and over 100,000 jobs have been created over the development period. But hanging over all the positive news is the worry about delayed government power purchase agreements, PPAs, which has plagued the industry over the past 2 years. There's a suspicion on the part of suspicious persons that power politics is the cause. Excuse the pun. Certain interested parties want to push for the nuclear power agreement, so the delay helps them. That's the argument, anyway. Let's not go there. It's complicated. But I did visit the Windaba Expo in Cape Town this week, and it was obvious that there were fewer exhibitors. But the wind energy business remains optimistic. They know they're on the right side of history. You may think that once the turbine is built and the blades start rotating, that's it. Free energy from the wind. Walk away. It's not that simple. There's always maintenance and servicing. And to keep the wheels turning smoothly, oil and grease, and not just any oil. I spoke to Ronald Marshall of Kluber Lubrication, who have developed special lubricants for the taxing requirements of wind power generation.
It doesn't help you generate electricity through the wind, and you lose through it through resistance. So we work with fully synthetic products, lubricants, on the gearboxes, in the bearings, and other moving parts into the wind turbines.
And getting the lubricants up there, it's a long way up.
It's a long way up, and so of course you don't want to walk up there every day on the stairs with a 50 kilograms of lubricants. So you want to use lubricants that last long and don't need to be replaced that often and have a long lifetime, and that's why synthetic lubricants is very important in this industry.
And you have a cradle-to-grave policy.
Yes, look, our products are produced in Germany, and of course we follow all the environmental laws, and it's very important for us to supply these wind turbines because these lubricants need to last a long time.
Local content and local skills, are you in development?
What we do, we're very much involved with the local skills development, so we don't produce locally. All our products are being produced overseas, but we import, but we support the industry in training, also our sales engineers locally, where we train them and educate them to the level where they can support the wind industry, offering service to them, inspections and so on to these industries, where we can train the people.
There was a great growth of wind energy over the past few years, and now it seems to have stalled a little bit, but what's the future hold for you?
Tomorrow the wind will blow again, and the turbines will turn again, and that's why we're here at the Windaba, which we can actually promote our product. We have the OEM approvals. So future for wind industry, I think it's there. It will always be there. Hopefully the government will also get onto and realize the benefits of the wind industry. And actually making use of that as an energy supplier and not just the Eskom.
So you are literally oiling the wheels of sustainability.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, that's Ronald Marshall there of Kluber Lubrication speaking at the Windaba conference in Cape Town. And one thing's for sure, the wind will always be blowing. renewables. That's the way to go.
I must say, I love that comment. Well, we know tomorrow the wind will be blowing. Absolutely correct.
Especially here on the peninsula, yeah.
Especially in Cape Town. And that's Being Green for today.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.
The time now for the National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Koch, with Johann Strauss's Annenpolka.